Greetings from Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. It's Sunday, September the 17th, 2023, and this is an audio recording of a Vespers service held by members and friends of the Congregation of Christ Church. The service follows the order of worship for Compline, starting on page 127 of the Book of Common Prayer. Our homilist tonight is Della Richards. The service began at 6 o'clock p.m., after the tolling of the church bell.
The Lord Almighty grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
The maker of heaven and earth.
Let us confess our sins to God. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. May the Almighty God grant us forgiveness of all our sins and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia.
Before I read Psalm 14, I want to read a note here. The Hebrew words rendered fool in Psalms denotes one who is morally deficient, not the way that we normally think of the word fool. The fool says in his heart, there is no God.
They are corrupt and commit abominable acts. There is none who does us any good.
The Lord looks down from heaven on the sons of
to see if there is any who understand.
If
there is one who seeks after God, everyone has proved faithless. All alike have turned bad. There is none who does good, no, not one. Have they no knowledge, all those evildoers, who eat up my people like bread, and do not call upon the Lord? See how they tremble with fear, because God is in the company of the righteous. Their aim is to confound the plans of the afflicted. The Lord is their refuge. Oh, his deliverance would come out of Zion, when the Lord restores the fortunes of his people. Jacob will rejoice, and Israel will be glad.
I thought it would be prudent, since I have a different translation, to simply be quiet. I wanted to say that it's talking here about evildoers that are taking advantage of people. And I won't read it, but it says that Psalm 15 talks about those who are blameless and who do believe in God. And this is Luke 15, 1 through 11. Now the tax collectors and sinners were gathering around to hear him. For the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them the parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Pharisees and the teachers don't need Jesus because they are perfect and they have no sin. At least that's the way they think as far as staying in touch with the scriptures. They do all that, they keep the law, and they think that they don't need it. But Jesus said that he didn't come for people who did not need him. He came for the people who did. Well, a good number of us here are women, and I am a woman who loses things from time to time. Most recently, I took off an earring, and I put it here. And I took off the other earring, and I opened a little drawer, and I put it there. And so then when I went to put those earrings back on, I had lost an earring. It was not to be found. So I had Stella come, and she was there. I had her come and look about the bed skirts along the floor to see if she could find it, but she couldn't find it. And so I accidentally found it when I was looking in another place. So I know that men don't lose things as much as we do, perhaps, but I have read, and of course now we have executives who are women, just like men, but I read somewhere that the average executive spends the equivalent of 6 weeks a year looking for lost papers. And I can tell you that I can lose a piece of paper on my desk. It will disappear, and it seems it will never be found, especially if I'm in a hurry to find it. So I have confessed to you my loss of the pearls. Okay, so now what I would like for you to do is I would like for you to tell me about something that you have lost. Sometimes it's minor and sometimes it's major, but I would like for you to confess.
Would you like to do that?
Oh yes, I'm sure that you know that the spouse could confess for the.
Well, I could tell you that time, but.
Sure,
my glasses seem to have legs, and they always move to a different room than where I thought I had them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand glasses, and I try to have. My goal is to get a pair. I have one in the kitchen, one next to my bed, one in the office. But these that I have here are the best at, if I'm playing words with friends and watching television, because I can do this. So that works really well. Okay, so who's next?
My phone walks around. Fortunately, I have this watch that I can never forget. When nothing happens, when I push that, I pass.
Where is the phone? Yes. That's one of the two reasons I have a home phone. Nobody calls me on it. If they do, messages come in. I don't know how to get them. I don't answer the phone. It's just there for my convenience. And one of those things is to find my phone when I have looked high and low and in between. Okay, so who else wants to?
Well, I asked Father Hal, asked us to fill out this paper at the last vestry meeting. Well, I skipped it on my spiritual gifts. Well, that kind of stuff just drives me crazy because
yes.
I said, I'd like to get Tammy Borders. She'll come and tell you what my spiritual gifts are because I don't know what they are. I do not know. But I could not find the paper, and I was telling Jerry, and I said, well, how told us to fill out this thing on spiritual gifts, and I can't find it anywhere. And she said, oh, he did it to the interns too. I have an extra copy. I'll run it over to your house. So this afternoon she sat down and she said, I had this vision. Do you want me to fill it out for you?
Well, did your daughter do that for you? Did she fill it out?
No, she read it out loud, too.
But I do agree that sometimes spiritual gifts are best seen by other people. I mean, yeah.
Well, we're so quick to say, I don't have any spiritual gifts. Mm-hmm. I guess when I look at myself, I only see the things that really need some correction.
Right.
And I keep waiting on Jesus to do it and saying, Jesus, you know, you've still got work to do here.
Yeah, he knows he has work to do with me. He does not need any reminders. So who's next?
I'll be next.
I'm sorry, what now?
I'm so grateful Peter only learns black songs because they never come out even in the wash.
I have what I do with my socks now is I put them in a little laundry bag so that they can't disappear. So that, I mean, just if you want to try that, that's just an idea. It really doesn't, and that's a blessing. Now don't go wild and start getting these outrageous socks. You may want to just throw all his socks out and buy him new ones all one color. Okay, anybody else? Any of the men want to venture forth and talk about something they've lost? In case the lights go out, you're ready.
I was ready for that
earlier. I bet you were. Is that it?
I have so many that I don't know what to choose. Oh,
well, give us three or four. Go ahead.
Exactly. I found a wonderful sort of pencil with an eraser bottom that you can use to write and to move around on the screen. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I absolutely love it. So I bought four of them. Four came in a pack. And then I couldn't find them on my mother's. So I got another four, gave one of them away. And that means that I have, you know, I've got seven of them somewhere in the house.
Pencils.
But whenever I want to pick it up, I can't find it.
Pencils and glasses like to move. They'll be all in one place or another, but not where they're supposed to be.
Well, it also depends on which pair of glasses. Now, these, you know, when I need my reading glasses, they're usually at the other end of the house. I have these. So when I need these.
Have you used pencils anymore?
What?
Have you used pencils anymore?
They're not, well, I don't know what else to call them. It looks like a pencil, but it's got a soft tip. Julius would probably.
Stylus.
What?
A stylus for them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's why you can't find it. You're calling it the wrong thing.
Did you have anything else?
No, I'm not going to go through my list.
Patricia, you need progressive lenses and you have to keep taking them on and off.
I had those. And when I went for a heart ablation up at Macon, I came home and I couldn't find them.
Wow.
So I called the hospital and I called the hotel. No one had seen my progressive lenses. And I don't think they're good for anybody else but me.
No.
But anyway, but now the good thing is now I get I go without my glasses more, which I don't need them except to read. So, you know, if, I'm not going to go get any more until they give me a new prescription at some point. So anyway. Well, so we have made our confession, and we have someone, we've already been given absolution. So, that they're in.
I'm trying to tie this into the gospel now. So, are we supposed to, when we find that lost thing, call one another and say, oh, Phyllis, guess what? I found my glasses, and they were in the drawer on the left hand side. Look at the drawer on the left hand side.
Well, yeah, well, you know. But you know, I did say that a neighbor got her TV back today, and she sent out a mass mail to most of, you know, those of us in the community, and so we rejoiced with her. So maybe when we say this has happened to me and this is what happened and I found it, then we can rejoice with one another.
You can, with specific of your friends, but not all of them.
Oh, no, not all of them. Not all of them. No. With specific friends. Real friends who knows our faults and loves us anyway. Not the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Are you saying she would lose?
I always found a little comfort in reading a book about Teddy Roosevelt when he went exploring in the Amazon. And he took, I think it was 25 or 30 glasses with him.
Uh-huh. Did he come back with one?
I don't think he came back with any because he had a really bad time.
He came back with malaria.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Well. Go ahead.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, O Lord, the God of truth.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us under the shadow of your wings.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our prayer come to you.
Let us pray. Be our light in the darkness, O Lord, and in your great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
O God, your unfailing providence sustains the world we live in and the life we live. Watch over those both night and day who work while others sleep, and grant that we may never forget that our common life depends upon each other's toil, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I ask for your intercessions and thanksgivings, either aloud or silently. After the repose of the soul of Jason Geis. For Kathy Armstrong. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us.
Amen.
Thank you.
This recording is from Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. For more information, please check our website at www.christchurchvaldosta.org or call 229-242-5115. Thank you for joining us.